This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. There is a message doing its rounds saying that the whole world at a specific time must all do one ibadah in order to earn the mercy of Allah. I want to explain to you logically and Islamically why that is wrong. Allah is the one who ordained Salatul Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. And Allah ordained Tahajjud. And these are the most powerful. He says in the Hadith Qudsi that there is nothing more loved to me than the Farad. Nothing more loved to me than that which I made compulsory. Allah would not have made it compulsory if He did not love it. So what has happened is He kept it at different time zones across the world because He wants to be worshipped all the time. So those who thought up this idea did not realize that they were engaging in something totally contrary to what Allah has ever asked us to do. To earn the pleasure of Allah, we have to engage in the farad at the time according to the zone where we are living. The time of tahajjud is the most blessed time. And that is the time where Allah is asking, who is asking me, I can give them. Who wants cure, I can cure them, etc., etc. And we are thinking that we will come up with a new millennial strategy to please Allah. My brothers and sisters, do you now realize why it is against the whole idea and wisdom of Allah in His prayers and the timings of those prayers? The same applies to many other acts of worship, including fasting. If you say fasting, there is someone fasting from the morning to the evening, any time of the day or night throughout the globe. Salatul Fajr is being read right now somewhere in the world. Salatul Dhuhr is being read right now somewhere in the world. Salatul Asr is being read right now somewhere in the world. The same applies to Maghrib and Isha. It is even Tahajjud is being done right now somewhere in the world because it is the plan of Allah to have all the acts of worship rotating throughout the 24/7. If Allah wanted, He would have been the first one to tell us that, listen, the whole world has to do it at the same time. That's what will please me. But in fact, He says, what I have made compulsory is the thing I would love the most. So my brothers and sisters, you want help against coronavirus, what you need to do is you need to fulfill the farad. That which Allah has made compulsory is the thing He said He loves the most. And you need to abstain from the prohibitions. So improve yourself. I need to improve myself, the way I dress, the way I talk, what I do, my salah, my prayer. I shouldn't involve in haram, the sins, etc. Those who have bad habits, if you quit them, that is how you're going to earn the pleasure of Allah. And seeking the forgiveness of Allah. We are not going to earn the pleasure of Allah by coming up with a strategy that is unheard of, unknown, and Allah knew all about this before He created the heavens and the earth by thousands of years, some say 50,000 years. So my brothers and sisters, let's not be hoodwinked into doing something actually foolish, thinking that it is good. The Quran says in Surah Al-Kahf towards the end, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالَ الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Should I inform you of those who are at the greatest loss in terms of their deeds, those who are doing things, thinking that they're doing good, but they're actually not. And they will be thinking they're doing good. If you want to do good, just do what Allah told you to do. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.